Character improvement. Judah's character revealed by Joseph. Now do not be grieved or angry with yourselves because you sold me here, for God sent me before you to preserve life. Genesis chapter 45, verse 5. Joseph is a bright luminary in the last 14 chapters of Genesis, so bright, in fact, that it is easy to overlook his brothers. Jacob gave prophecies to these 12 brothers in Genesis chapter 49, just before his death. But the question arises, did the lives of Jacob's sons warrant these prophecies, or were they given for reasons known only to God? We look at the first four prophecies for the sons of Leah. Reuben, Jacob's firstborn, was told that he was unstable as water and that he would not excel because he lay with Bilhah, Jacob's concubine. Genesis chapter 49, verses 3 and 4. Genesis chapter 35, verse 22. For this, Reuben lost the firstborn's birthright. 1 Chronicles chapter 5, verse 1. Simeon and Levi were called instruments of cruelty. Genesis chapter 49, verses 5 and 6. After the rape of their sister Dinah by one man, they tricked and murdered all the men of Shechem. Genesis chapter 34. God would divide them in Jacob and scatter them in Israel. Simeon received the southernmost portion in Israel with an unprotected border, and Levi was scattered throughout Israel in the Levitical cities. Jacob's prophecies to his three oldest sons were dire because they had followed their fallen passions into terrible sins. But the prophecy to his fourth son, Judah, makes no mention of his previous actions. Genesis chapter 49, verses 8 through 10 speaks of praise, the scepter, a lawgiver, and the gathering of the people. These are wonderful references to the Christ. But again, the question, did God arbitrarily choose Judah, whose name means praise, for this glorious future, or had Judah done something to merit these blessings? Some history about Judah. Joseph was Jacob's 11th son and the firstborn of Jacob's beloved Rachel. Joseph became his favorite son, not only for Rachel's sake, but because he was faithful and responsible in all duties. Jacob favored Joseph with a coat of many colors, which angered his brothers to envy. Genesis chapter 37, verses 3 and 4. When Joseph shared his dreams of prominence above his brothers, and even his parents, his brothers envied and hated him. Genesis chapter 37, verses 7 through 10. When Joseph was sent to his older brothers, who were keeping the flocks, they planned to kill him. Genesis chapter 37, verses 19 and 20. Reuben convinced them to retain Joseph alive in a pit. As Ishmaelite traders were approaching, Judah suggested selling Joseph to them as a slave. The brothers were paid 20 pieces of silver and perhaps thought highly of themselves that they did not kill Joseph and were clever to profit from the arrangement. Genesis chapter 36, verses 26 through 28. Reuben returned later and found Joseph missing, but then entered into the lie with his brothers. They gave Joseph's blood-stained coat to Jacob and allowed him to think the worst and grieve for his beloved son for over 20 years. How deep and persistent is a parent's anguish at the loss of a child? This can be understood and appreciated only by those who have lost children themselves. Judah's fallen character was revealed in his dealings with Joseph, displaying envy, hatred, and greed, all working together, but cloaked by the statement, "He is our brother and our flesh." Genesis chapter 37, verse 27. Joseph in Egypt. Joseph was sold as a slave in Egypt to Potiphar, Pharaoh's chief executioner, where Joseph soon became chief steward of Potiphar's household. Potiphar's wife failed to seduce Joseph and then accused him of attempted rape. Potiphar likely knew of his wife's infidelity and merely had Joseph consigned to prison rather than killed. Joseph soon became steward of the prison. Genesis chapter 39, verses 9 through 33. When Pharaoh's chief baker and chief butler were cast into prison, Joseph interpreted their dreams precisely. The butler was reinstated, but the baker was killed. Genesis chapter 40, verses 6 through 23. God later gave Pharaoh two parallel dreams that woke him out of sleep. Seven fat cows from the Nile were followed by seven lean cows. Then seven fat sheaves of grain were followed by seven lean ones. In each case, the lean devoured the fat. Pharaoh's magicians and astrologers could provide no explanation. But the butler then remembered Joseph's precise dream interpretations, So Pharaoh summoned Joseph from the prison house. Joseph gave the credit to God as he told Pharaoh of the 7 years of plenty followed by 7 years of famine. He recommended that a man be selected to prepare for the coming famine, whereupon Pharaoh selected Joseph as the second in command over all Egypt. Genesis chapter 41, verses 15 through 44. Joseph's experience is a wonderful picture of how Jesus was hated by his brethren, the leaders of Israel, sold for 30 pieces of silver, crucified, and cast into the prison house of death, only to be raised to the right hand of God, from which exalted position he will bless all the families of the earth with the bread of life in the mediatorial kingdom. Joseph then pictures Christ in glory, and his Egyptian wife, the bride class, called out from this world. Christ and the church will then have authority and ability to give life to mankind. Focus on Joseph's 10 brothers. The focus of this narrative then changes and becomes about the 10 brothers. Were they the same men that they were over 20 years earlier when they sold Joseph into slavery? Joseph would find out. He knew that his brothers would eventually come to him for food. When Jacob told his sons to go to Egypt to buy food, he kept Benjamin back, lest he lose his youngest son as well. Genesis chapter 42, verses 1 through 4. Arriving in Egypt, the brothers bowed to Joseph, unknown to them, and spoke through an interpreter. Joseph immediately accused them of being spies. The brothers defended themselves, telling Joseph about their father and younger brother in Canaan, and another brother who is not. Genesis chapter 42, verses 5 through 13. After putting his brothers in prison for 3 days, Joseph told them they could buy no more grain unless they brought their youngest brother with them. Simeon was then kept in prison until they would return with Benjamin. Joseph secretly heard them admit that this experience was because of their guilt from decades ago, and he was moved to tears, though unseen by his brothers. The 9 brothers were sent home with food and their money hidden in their sacks. Genesis chapter 42, verses 14 through 28. At this point, they could have forsaken Simeon in prison, just like they did to Joseph years earlier. But Joseph knew the famine would continue, and the brothers must return with Benjamin. Upon hearing the governor's requirement to bring Benjamin, Jacob refused. "Me have ye bereaved of my children. Joseph is not, and Simeon is not, and ye will take Benjamin away. All these things are against me." Genesis chapter 42, verse 36. Reuben then offered to slay his own 2 sons if Benjamin did not return safely, but Jacob rejected such a proposal. Genesis chapter 42, verses 37 and 38. How could this situation be resolved? Who would break this impasse? God himself would. Let us see how. The experiences of Judah. About 23 years earlier, right after selling Joseph, Judah married a Canaanite woman who bore him 3 sons, Onan, and Shelah, whom Judah loved. When was grown, Judah chose the Canaanite Tamar as Ur's wife. But was wicked in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord slew him. Tamar was then given to Onan to raise up seed to as per Deuteronomy chapter 25, verses 5 and 6. But Onan refused to father children for so God slew Onan. Since Shelah was too young to marry, Judah told Tamar to stay at her father's house until Shelah was grown. Genesis chapter 38, verses 7 through 11. But Judah could not bear the loss of yet another son, and broke his oath to Tamar. So Tamar took matters into her own hands. After his own wife had died, Judah went to Timnah to shear his sheep, where Tamar disguised herself as a harlot to seduce Judah. Judah propositioned her for the price of a goat. She agreed, but insisted that Judah pledge his signet, staff, and bracelets until the goat arrived. Tamar conceived, put on her widow's garments, and returned to her father's house. Genesis chapter 38, verses 12 through 19. Later, Judah learned that Tamar was pregnant and wanted her burned for whoredom. When questioned, Tamar produced the signet, bracelets, and staff Judah had given her, showing him to be the father. Tamar later bore 2 sons to Judah, Zarah and Perez. Genesis chapter 38, verses 24 through 30. In those 23 years, Judah had experienced the personal anguish of losing 2 of his beloved sons. Judah could now understand Jacob's pain. He was so shaken that he broke his oath to Tamar by not giving Shelah to become her husband. But God was merciful to him and overruled that he would have the joy of two additional sons by Tamar. Returning to Jacob, his sons, and the famine. With the famine worsening and their food gone, Jacob at last agreed to send Benjamin to Egypt with his brothers. But Judah would not allow Jacob to suffer any more loss, so he told Jacob that he would guarantee Benjamin's return no matter the cost. Genesis chapter 23, verses 8 and 9. Upon their return to Egypt, the brothers bowed before the governor, Joseph. Simeon was released, and they all dined together. Joseph would now administer the ultimate test. He secretly arranged for their money to be put in their sacks, along with his silver cup in Benjamin's sack. After they left, they were apprehended and charged with stealing Joseph's silver cup. The brothers knew they were innocent and offered that all be held responsible if the cup were found. But the steward said that only the brother with the silver cup would be taken while the others could go free. When the cup was found in Benjamin's sack, they all returned to Egypt. Genesis chapter 44, verses 1 through 13. Judah spoke of their collective iniquity, secretly referring to their betrayal of young Joseph and of God's just retribution that they should all be punished. Genesis chapter 44, verse 16. Joseph said that only one brother would bear the guilt for the cup. Judah then recounted his guarantee of Benjamin's return and the calamity of the silver cup. Living up to his word, Judah insisted, "Take me as your slave instead of Benjamin, and let Benjamin return to my father, Jacob." Genesis chapter 44, verse 33. Judah's changed character. Judah's changed character was now fully revealed by this ultimate test arranged by Joseph. Joseph was overwhelmed with joy. After all, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. John chapter 15, verse 13, as Judah offered to do for Benjamin. Joseph dismissed all the Egyptians and finally revealed his true identity to his brethren. He reassured them that they should not fear, that God had sent him to Egypt to preserve life. The brothers then returned to Canaan to bring Jacob and their families to Egypt, and Judah was chosen to lead the family back to Joseph. Judah brought his own sons, Shelah, Zarah, and Perez, to Egypt, and likely raised them to respect the one true God who had overruled to preserve life. Genesis chapter 45, verses 1 through 5. 17 years later, Jacob blessed Judah. "Thou art he whom thy brethren shall praise. The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh come, and unto him shall the gathering of the people be." Genesis chapter 49, verses 8 and 10. The ancestral line of Jesus went through Jacob to Judah to Perez. It seems that this tremendous honor was because Judah allowed his hard experiences to change his character from selfishness to compassion, to the point that he would offer his own life to rescue Benjamin. Lessons for us. These are important lessons for the new creature. We all have difficult experiences that are meant to correct us, to change us, and to prepare us to be meet for the inheritance of the saints in light. Colossians chapter 1, verse 12. The Diaglot renders 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 16 as, "The cup of blessing for which we bless God." We must all be thankful to God for the difficult experiences used to mold us, shape us, and prepare us to be the bride of Christ in glory. These chastenings, or educational experiences, show God's love for us as he purges us of dross and purifies our characters. "He knoweth the way that I take. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold." Job chapter 23, verse 10. Addendum. Some commentaries suggest that Judah's sale of Joseph to the Ishmaelites was intended to save Joseph from death at the hands of his brothers. This is not supported by Scripture. Jacob had been given no explanation with Joseph's blood-stained coat, showing no compassion or appreciation of Jacob's grief at the loss of Joseph. God then changed Judah's heart through decades of personal experiences. Genesis chapter 36, verses 6 through 14. In chapter 38, we are told of Judah's heartbreak at the loss of not one, but two of his sons, causing him to break his word to Tamar. When confronting the governor in Egypt, the brothers spoke to one another of their guilt in the sale of Joseph. Genesis chapter 42, verses 21 and 22. They spoke of Joseph's death. Genesis chapter 42, verse 32. At their final encounter, Judah spoke explicitly of their iniquity in the betrayal and death of Joseph. Genesis chapter 44, verses 16 and 20. Then Judah demonstrated his character reversal, from vengeful to loving, by offering himself in exchange for Benjamin. Genesis chapter 44, verses 33 and 34. There is no thought expressed that the sale of Joseph was done to save him. Joseph himself clears this up nicely after Jacob's death. Genesis chapter 50, verse 20.